Capture, and a big welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And we're going to start this week with a remarkable new album by Vibes veteran Terry Gibbs. Recorded at Terry Gibbs' own house, it was a four-day recording session which produced 31 songs in total, of which 15 are on this album. It's called 92 Years Young. I'll repeat that. 92 Years Young. Recorded April 2016. Every song was recorded in one take. So why did it last 4 days? Well, much time was spent sitting by the Gibbs pool, chatting, it transpires. I ought to say, to be completely accurate, Terry was a mere 91-year-old at the time of this recording. He's 92 now, as the album gets released. Terry's son Jerry's on drums, John Campbell piano, and Mike Garola bass. Terry, of course, vibes. I chose Terry's own compo. Here it is. He now claims this to be his last album. Let's hope not. to live a long and happy life? Vibes appears to be the answer. Long track next, which I'll clumsily fade out. Duke Pearson's song Janine recorded in 2003 by engineer Rudy van Gelder. The leader on this recording session for the 2 and 4 label is tenor man Ned Otter, with Tom Kirkpatrick trumpet, Harold Mayburn, Mabe on piano, Dennis Irwin bass and Billy Higgins drums. The young Otter tends towards the hard bop era of jazz, hence this song, but he's well versed in the entire history of jazz and he always delivers. He's been a sideman on many records. I've only got two of his albums where he's the leader. I'll look for more. Apologies for having to fade that out. I let it run onto Ned solo, the least I could do. The album is called Powder Keg. A couple of weeks back, I promised you an Ellington version of a Lennon-McCartney number. Just noticed when that was playing, I have played you the Beatles song All My Loving from this same album some 5 months ago. So, I Want to Hold Your Hand isn't the first time we've had the Duke Ellington Orchestra playing a Lennon-McCartney compo. Recorded for Reprise Records in New York, Jan 65. Billy Strayhorn arranged I Want to Hold Your Hand, and the only sadness being that it was so short. Maybe, as usual, the recording session was in full swing and he didn't have time to do more, as it's genuinely an astonishing arrangement. Two muted trumpets and a muted trombone giving the intro, followed by solos by the majestic Lawrence Brown trombone and Johnny Hodges alto. There's another new Wes Montgomery Wynton Kelly album out. recorded live at the Penthouse in Seattle, Washington, April 1966. Wes Montgomery and the Wynton Kelly Trio. Resonance Records specialise in finding unreleased studio and live recordings by jazz icons. Here, with Wes Montgomery's son Robert, they have unearthed a gem, helped by the fact that for 6 years, Seattle's King FM radio station broadcast live from the Penthouse on Thursday evenings. So hopefully we can expect many more unreleased sessions coming to life again. Wes on guitar, as you know, Wynton Kelly piano, Ron McClure bass, Jimmy Cobb drums. And we heard Wes's own compo, West Coast Blues. This album is called Smoking in Seattle. Lisa Hilton is back on our show. Lisa Hilton with her own song, Just a Little Past Midnight, recorded in New York, December 2010. This Ruby Slippers CD is called Underground. Half the songs feature J.D. Allen on tenor, but I rudely overlooked those songs so we could just focus on Lisa Hilton's piano playing. And she was more than ably supported by Larry Grenadier bass and Nasheet Waits drums. Here's something from an album I bought by mistake. Thank you. The Gershwin brothers, The Man I Love, written in 1927 for their satire Lady Be Good, and originally titled The Girl I Love, here recorded in New York in December 2011. It's a sextet for all the other songs, with the likes of René Rosnay and Vincent Herring, but I obviously chose a bass solo. The bass player is the Canadian Brandy Disterheft, and in my overall excitement at finding this album, I misread the name and assumed, stupidly, it was harpist Brandy Younger. I don't know how. Second names are so different, and even Brandy is spelled differently, and neither spells it with a Y. How many different ways can you spell Brandy? But I'm delighted to come across Miss Brandy Disterheft. It's a remarkably good album. It's called Gratitude. Let's go back to the 50s. You might well remember this LP cover photo, a black and white. Originally, it was on the Dutone and West Wind labels, but it's been reissued on other labels too, Jazz Wax and Authentic. The LP title is Dexter Blows Hot and Cool, recorded in Hollywood, November 55. And the photo shows a pensive Dexter Gordon holding his horn across his chest and exhaling an enormous amount of cigarette smoke. And I'm sure you recognised Cry Me a River, Dex tenor, the vastly underrated Carl Perkins on piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Chuck Thompson drums. Talking of pianists, back in 43, Dexter led a quintet and had Nat King Cole as his sideman on piano. Drug problems sidelined Dex for much of the 50s. In 62, now recovered from his drug problems, he came to Europe for a tour and was so successful he settled here for 15 years, basing himself out of Copenhagen, one of the tenor giants. We'll stay in this period. Yet another song written in 1927. Irving Berlin's The Song Is Ended, or to give it its full title, The Song Is Ended, But the Melody Lingers On. Recorded in September 54 in New York. This is really an all-star lineup. This Clef LP is called Little Jazz, which will tell you that the leader and trumpeter is Roy Eldridge, little being because of his relatively short height. Roy is usually considered the link between Louis Armstrong and Miles Davis. But he's often overlooked these days. Not back in the 50s, though. Roy was a regular on Norman Granz's Jazz at the Philharmonic tours and once replaced Gene Krupa on the drums. No one knew Roy could even play drums before that. And on this occasion, he's backed by JATP regulars Oscar Peterson piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, and someone we know can play the drums, Buddy Rich. Here's a song guaranteed to cheer us up, if we need it, that is. Thank you. A jazz standard on the sunny side of the street, music Jimmy McHugh, lyrics Dorothy Fields. And I might, over the coming weeks, dig out some of the classic recordings of this song to play you. But for now, we'll just have Raymond H.A. Carter's version. He's actually a law professor at several French universities, and he also teaches martial arts. And, as you already know, he's an avid Errol Garner fan. This Jan 2016 recording in, I think, Paris, is all of songs associated with Garner, and this album is dedicated to him. Gilles Naturel, bass, Philippe Soira, drums. It's time to wheel out the Hammond B3. Rodgers and Hart's song, My Heart Stood Still, written in 1927. Wow, that was a good year for songwriters. This September 1960 recording, engineer Rudy Van Gelder, of course, is under the leadership of Hammond B3 ace Shirley Scott. She switches to piano for a couple of the numbers, George Duvivier bass and Arthur Edgehill drums. This Moodsville LP, Moodsville being a subsidiary of Prestige, this LP is called Like Cozy. I won't tell you the title of this next song, but I don't think that's going to be a problem for you, as you'll know it immediately, although this may be the very first jazz interpretation of it. Yes, Bob Dylan's Just Like a Woman, recorded March 92 at RPM Studios in New York. Bill Frisell, leader and guitarist, Kermit Driscoll, bass, Joey Barron, drums. The trio are joined by a clarinetist and an accordionist on some tracks. And this is the usual Frisell mix of brilliant and incomprehensible. The album's called Have a Little Faith. I do, Bill. That's why I keep on buying your records. Sonny Stitt's next. Sonny Stitt in December 59 in Los Angeles, leading his own quartet on this Verve LP called Saxophone Supremacy. Stitt had to work hard to shake off the label of Charlie Parker clone, and he did develop his own sound. But here, on his own compo, Two Bad Days Blues, he does most certainly pay homage to Bird. Two Bad Days Blues is the number two, by the way. Two Bad Days on the Trot, that's not good. Lou Levy, piano, Leroy Vinegar yet again on bass, and Mel Lewis, drums. Next up, another Gershwin Brothers song. Embraceable You, written by George and Ira Gershwin in 1928. We've moved on. Written for an operetta that was unpublished, Ginger Rogers sang it in 1930, and it's become something of a standard. This Hollywood Feb 91 recording for Concord Records has two guitarists as co-leaders, the veteran George Van Epps and the younger Howard Alden, but that was a Van Epps solo. It's our last one now, I'm afraid, and it'll be just half of the Ellington Warhorse, Sophisticated Lady, recorded live at the North Sea Jazz Festival in Holland, recorded by the Dutch National Radio. It's July 2000. It's pianist Mulgrew Miller and it's bassist Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen. Enjoy. Thank you. As always, I'm delighted that you joined me. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynne, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care, be well.